Thank you for calling BIMCO. Our office hours are 6 a.m. to 5 p.m. If you know your party's extension, you may enter it at any time or wait for the operator. For accounting, press 102. For Scott, press 103. For Elroy, press 104. Or Lewis, press 106. Thank you for calling.
Please hold while I transfer your call.
Hello.
Hi, is this Lewis?
It is.
Hey, Lewis, this is Sam at the Bank of Cardiff. Looks like I just missed your call, giving you a call back.
Yeah, no problem. I'm here.
Hey,
now. Good, good.
How's the day going for you so far?
Good, good.
Good, good. Yeah, I got a chance to listen to your voicemail. So, you know, what's going on? It was a little unclear. You looking to add a solar system to the roof?
Yes, I won the lottery of just under $84,000.
Well, that sounds like a good thing.
Yeah, and then the government the feds is funding us 30% back. The unit's going to be about $420,000, and I don't have quite enough money to put it all up.
Oh, I
see. I need about $200,000. So the feds give you back 30%. So 30% of 300 or 400 is 120,000.
Sure.
10% of the state. So that's it takes it down pretty fast.
Oh, and those are kind of the federal and the state almost rebates, if you will. Is that what we're talking here? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yes. And I've already got the engineering work done on it, on the building, and within 4 or 5 weeks I'll need to give them a check for an amount to get the solar units.
I see, okay. Okay, so just trying to get that, you know, the remaining, you know, capital in place to be able to go forward with it.
Yes, and I'd like to know what your interest would be if you're interested in taking that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we're looking at about 200. Now we do have a couple different avenues that we can go down with it. Is the system being put up on the roof of the business?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Oh,
by
okay.
the way, the building, I've got the clear title now. The building is paid for. It's valued at about $1,300,000.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, that's good.
So
if you're putting something up on the roof.
Yeah, it's about 100 by 200 long.
Oh, wow. Wow.
So it's a good sized building.
Yeah.
And be honest with you, it only will produce about 60% of my total needs. This place is full of CNC mills and lathes.
Oh, I gotcha. So you use a lot of energy. Yeah.
Yeah, our bill yesterday we got from Rocky Mountain Power is $3,900 in 1 month.
Oh, wow. Wow.
And the savings, the peak, we're even putting in a stabilizer. I'm not sure I'm using the right terminology, but they're putting in there to level off some of these sharp points, because if you know you take a 50-horsepower motor, it's 100 amp. And you kick it in the butt to turn on,
uh-huh.
It's going to pull 500 amps
yeah.
for few seconds.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, we've got 7 CNC mills. We got all these lathes. We're one of the largest diversified shops in the state of Utah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So, you know, we do government work. I've got contracts for the nacelles, which is the cover on the jet engine for the Warthog Gatling gun, D-10.
Oh, nice.
And
so you guys do some major work.
Yeah, that's $1 million contract there, and I've got all the airports throughout the world. I make about 8 major parts for the ramping. You leave the terminal, go up into the plane.
Uh-huh.
That moves up and down, back and forth to fit the plane that you're pulling up
sure.
Well, I make all the axles. I've been doing that for 3 years now. I've taken that job away from China.
Good.
And we're very, very good. And for me to come up with about half of this money, that's pretty good.
Yeah, no, not too bad. Not too bad.
So, you know, if that sounds good to you, and, you know, it's, I've been in business, I'm 76, and I still run the business.
Oh, very nice.
I've got two sons, a son-in-law and a grandson. And I've got some of the sharpest people in Utah to run it.
Oh, you got to. You're doing some major business.
Yeah, we do also the prosthetic about, $3 million a year or more. We do in prosthetic legs, arms, and or legs, ankles, feet.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I make the parts. Ours is through the Freedom. And that artificial legs is one of the best in the world.
Wow, you got some diverse products that you're working with over there.
Oh, yeah, we do. We've got a great big machine, the biggest machine in the state of Utah of its kind. It's cost over $3 million today if you could buy it. I've got that one. It's paid for, by the way. And we've got steady contracts on that thing. We do quite a bit of work for the nuclear outfit up in Idaho. So we're very diversified throughout the... We've even made the fastest handheld machine gun in the world.
Oh, wow.
28 to 30 bullets a second.
Man, that's all over the place.
Do it. I don't want that kind of business. I don't want guns that crooks can get a hold of and kill people.
Yeah, we're seeing way too much of that. Way too much of that.
Yeah, you know, the guns don't do the killing. It's the mind behind it.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, you know, if a guy wants to kill somebody, if he doesn't have a gun, there's other means.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly that. It comes down to the person. But, you know, so... You know, Lewis, how long have you guys been in business?
I told you, 44 years.
44, okay, yeah, that's quite some time, quite some time. Now,
I started out with a $500 loan, and three, four years, I was worth over $1 million.
No kidding.
I've grown about 30% a year. Biggest part of that in the first 10 years.
Wow. That's impressive.
I lost $600,000 at the time of the Twin Towers went down.
Ah, well, we saw a lot of that.
Yeah. So, you know, it's you look at my credit score is over 870 or something like that.
Oh, okay, great.
So, you know, I pay my bills. In fact, I prefer to have them use my card and pay for it before they ship it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a responsible way of doing it.
And so a lot of my bigger purchases, I use American Express because I like the frequent flyer miles.
I got to say, I do the same thing. I'll put everything on there just to get those miles.
Yeah, you bet. And so it's kind of nice, but... My man that I use, he's a neat guy. He is so neat.
Was this the guy in Denver?
Yeah. He's the neatest guy in the world. He strictly stays with equipment.
Oh, okay.
And so I need to find somebody that will do something outside of the realm of equipment.
Sure, sure.
Like I say, I bought over $1 million worth in the last 15 months.
Oh, wow. Well, and you're a good customer for him.
Yeah, I haven't even bothered to... He hasn't even asked for any. He says, Lou, you're all right. You're paying your bills. That's good. You're better than anybody else I see. I'll just keep loaning you the money.
That's the way it works. If you pay it, you can get it.
Yeah, that's about the way it goes. But, it's kind of neat. I don't want to retire because I don't trust the Clintons, and I don't trust that black man that was in there, and I don't trust any of those guys.
Yeah, I don't trust any of them either. Once you get over there, it's all out the window.
The Clinton Foundation is so crooked.
Oh, yeah.
They spend millions of our money, and they show it through a foundation, a corporation, a Canada charity thing. It's mm-hmm. all under the table, and the way they send money back and forth, they get it tax-free.
Yeah, to call it a foundation is misleading, and I mean, they got their hands in so much all around the world, not in American interest either.
Well, Hillary never did anything when her husband was in there.
Yeah. Yeah. I can't believe they've made it that far.
Well, they've lied, and they've got the network on their side, and holy cow, what happened to the honesty and the integrity of this country?
Yeah, it got bought.
Everybody's out to get it for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'd be nice to get somebody that's, you know, a little different and removed from that.
Let me give you a little shot here.
Yeah.
I've been in business this many years. I made a mistake and hired a salesman for 1 month. He didn't do anything. I don't believe in anybody going out and selling my goods.
Well, you let them sell themselves?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's the best way.
You do a good job for an individual, and that guy's talking to other buyers. Who do you get to do your work?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, you know. And
word of mouth is the best. It's the best form of advertising.
Yeah, and so I've never had to have a salesman, and yet we've got companies around us going out of business. And I've got over 200,000 in cash reserves right now.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, my payments are pretty steep. My payments are over $40,000 a month.
Mm-hmm.
But we're chugging away, and I believe in trading things in before they lose their value.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's a fine line there. I mean, you wait too long, you're missing out on it.
Yeah, for example, because of the volume I buy, Morizuki gives me the best deals of anybody in the round.
Sure.
Because I buy two or three of these and two or three of these. And hell, I bought a machine for $140,000. 2 years before that, I paid $170,000 for the same machine that was used.
Oh, and you got a new one for $140,000?
Yeah. And so I bought two of them. and you know, it's the thing is, I don't know if you know much about the LDS Church.
Yeah, sure.
I'm LDS, and the church is the biggest customer at Detroit of all the cars.
Oh,
they buy
really?
More cars than any customer in the world.
Oh, I did not know that.
Just Ogden, the mission of Ogden has all these missionaries.
Uh-huh.
There's over 400 cars in Ogden that the church buys. And they buy such a high volume that the price is way down there low, and they have the missionaries drive these cars for about till they get 42 to 45,000. They're still under warranty. They still get the top peak dollar. If they got 60,000, the value starts dropping.
Mm-hmm.
So they trade them in, and I don't think they have to pay much between what they paid and what they get out of them.
Yeah, that's a nice little system they got going there.
Yeah, and a friend of mine drove trucks, big Peterbilts and Kenworths and, you know, these kind of things.
Uh-huh.
When they get $425,000, the church wants to sell that truck.
Yeah.
Because they're good for a million miles, but
mm-hmm.
they still...
But it's the prime spot to get your return on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I traded one machine in and paid $50,000 for a new one. I get credit, and
mm-hmm.
the way this credit has been, you get 50, half of the cost of that machine is deductible the first year.
Yep.
So, you know, I've been capitalizing in that, and my thought is if I'm holding extremely tight tolerances that other companies turn their head on,
mm-hmm.
I want even though that machine was 5 years old, it was still holding perfect tolerances. I sold it, put another 50, and got a new one.
And a new one, yeah. That's not, I mean, that's a very smart way of doing business.
So, you know, I got one out there right now that I probably couldn't get much more than 2,000, but it's still working fine. I use that for roughing or light tolerances or open tolerances, and that's my hogging machine. I'll just use it until it dies, and then I'll scrap it out.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
But, anyway, you can look into me. You look and decide if you want to do that. And if you can, as soon as you can, please give me an idea what the interest rate would be.
Sure, sure. Now, okay, so, you know, let me go over a couple, you know, brief things just so I can get an idea of exactly what we're working with. Now, what do you do for your yearly gross revenue?
Hell, I don't know. Just make all the money I can.
Yeah, yeah.
This last December, I invoiced in 1 month, and there's only 22 of us, $467,000 in 1 month.
Oh, okay.
Over 20% of that was profit.
Well, that's a good margin.
So that's over $100,000 in 1 month.
Yeah, that's a good margin.
Now, that was the big month. That was the bigger month. I did a job for the genealogy of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. That department, $80,000 was just for them. And then I have about $300,000 worth of medical parts on hand that I build ahead of time. Because those crazy guys, they never give you enough time to build anything. And with the purchasing people that learn to trust us and we trust them, they give us go ahead, but they only give us POs for the first 3 months, but we build 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
So when they give us the next PO, it's already built.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, you stay ahead.
And we stay ahead, and we try to use our customers that way and to give them a better deal. In other words, if it costs $700-$800 to set up two or three automatics, and just to do 3 months' worth, that's quite a bit of money per part. And if you do double the amount, that cuts the price in half.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's a basic concept, you know, right there.
Yeah, so, you know, and then I have a way of, because I buy such volume, I buy $200,000-$300,000 worth a year in titanium.
Mm-hmm.
I've been paying as much as $36 a pound.
Oh, wow.
But if I buy a $40,000 worth or so, which isn't very much, I get as low as $15 a pound.
Oh, my goodness.
Look at the extra savings. And because they give me a bigger order, guess what? I give them 15% off. They're tickled to death because, you know what? I make more money, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So I play with my money a little bit. I play with my money a little bit.
Oh, good. You got to get the most out of it. It sounds like that's what you're doing, too.
So, you know, it's kind of interesting. I tell the customer, I tell my buyer, don't send me this ordinary little turning job or boring job or threading job. There's a lot of companies out there that's hungry, that need jobs. Give me mm-hmm. the jobs that you can't get done right. And I'll guarantee I'll get them done.
There you go. That's good for the industry.
Oh, yeah. And so it was funny here 3 years ago. They asked me to bid this job, and it was a very tight, tight tolerance job. And the accuracy and the call-out, the inspection call-out was a man-killer. Everybody was afraid to do that job, but I bid it. And the buyer says, put all the cost in this one time. The setup cost, any tooling, any fixturing, any special grind tools, your program time, your run time, the material, take the full cost and divide it into 100 pieces.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I come in at about $24,000 plus some. Well, about 3 weeks later, they called me and says, how come you're so dang high? I says, I did what you asked me to do. Well, we got a bid here from California. The $16,000. You're 24. You're over 60% higher than they are, or whatever that percentage is. And I said, well, maybe he's got a rabbit up his sleeve, or maybe he's so smart that he figures he don't need that, and he's figuring he's going to get the order and pay for it in future orders.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what it's going to cost me. So they left me. I said, have you done work with him? Yes. Has he done good work? Yes. Well, then if you trust him, yes, I do, then give him the order.
Yeah.
I need your work. Just give them the order. Don't hassle me.
Uh-huh.
Well, the company put in over $20 million worth of product waiting for one product to come back to complete the assembly to ship these parts out. Well, these buyers thought they was doing the right thing. They picked the wrong guy.
Oh, geez.
I promised that I'd have the parts out in 5 weeks, and he said 7 weeks. Well, 2 more weeks for half the price or more, that's worth waiting.
Well, yeah.
Guess what?
If it's only 2 weeks. Yeah.
It was 6 months later.
Oh, man. There's a cost of that.
What was the cost of having $20 million sitting there waiting? What did they lose?
Oh, yeah, there's a significant amount there.
Well, they went out to 2 or 3 other vendors, and nobody in 6 months made a good part. They called me up and says, Lou.
Oh, they came back.
Really, yeah, can you feel like you could do that? And I says, I wouldn't have bid it if I didn't think I could have done it.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, well, can you cut the price in half? Because you make us look like fools. Okay. Don't you look like fools already?
You did that yourself, yeah.
Yeah, I says, man, I could take a briefcase, go down to the bank, get $10,000 in $100 bills, climb the church tower, up at the top of the church towers east of the temple, up there where it's several floors high, and I could throw these $100 bills in the air. There'd be so many happy people on the ground. They would be tickled to death to pick up one or two. But I says, I could literally prove to you I could build it for nothing. But I wouldn't stay in business.
Yeah.
Now, you asked me to split the cost. Let me tell you something. I'm willing to split the cost if I do what I say I do, and you can do what I say you've got to do. In other words, if I can get these parts done in 5 weeks, delivered to you so you can start sending parts out the door, mm-hmm. and I guarantee every part will be to print. If I'm the one that's gambling, you're not. It's not going to cost you one penny. If you don't make the part, if I don't make the part perfect to that print, you don't have any obligation to give me a penny. He says, you're right.
Yeah, yeah.
I says, I'm the one that's gambling. You're just gambling another 5 weeks. Give me an order, and I'll do it for half between my price and the error if, under one condition, what I tell you I'm doing, you'll give me another order to pay for the setups, and then I'll kick that guy's ass. Well, so he says, okay, you're on. So I left Gunnison, Utah, and I drove to Salt Lake in my car and climbed up to my office in the building and turned on the computer. And says, Lewis, change that PO from 100 to 400.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, $237 a piece on 400?
Mm-hmm.
But what I do, I go on even beyond that. It says, once the tooling's paid for, once the material's paid for, our labor's paid for, anything over 20% I cut. I don't want to try to rip you off any more than 20%.
That's a good way to
do it. And I lowered my price and beat the other guy's price.
Yeah, that's good business.
And you know I haven't had one in 3 years scrap. We're pushing 400 a month. This is the highest sales they've ever seen because the parts are perfect.
Yeah, hey, it sounds like a good, nice. It sounds like you run the business the right way.
I'm trying.
You're business minded, but you're realistic.
Well, you know, and there's a lot of things I do that the average young vendor doesn't know what to do or how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You buy different types of titanium. You have different heat lot numbers. Different heat lot numbers come in a different Rockwell or tensile strength.
Okay.
Some of them could be in the 40s. Some of them could be as low in the low 20s. Mm-hmm. And if you set your program, you set all these machines up to run around 30 yield tensile strength, that's a certain hardness. If you go to 40 and your machines are set up to feed at 30, you're going to ruin all your tooling in just first hour.
You think that happens a lot?
It happens all the time.
Oh, wow.
So when I buy my material, I make them give me certifications. It's a certain Rockwell hardness.
Sure, yeah.
And
so
how many people
you avoid those costly mistakes, yeah.
Yeah. And so we're not screwing up all the time. But anyway, look me over and get back with me.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, Lou. What's a good email address? I can send you something right now, actually.
Actually, the one you did. Lewis@bingamachine.com.
Oh, okay. Okay, cool. Perfect. Yeah, you know, we'll definitely be able to. It's a little, you know, the equipment, as I'm sure you know, is more traditional when you're looking for kind of outside of that realm. You know, it's a little different, but we have a lot of programs that can work for it. From the sounds of it, it seems like we're definitely going to be able to get you something. As far as the rate goes, you know, the rates that you look at for the unsecured cash, it's a little higher than what you're typically used to for the equipment, but it's just because of the nature of it being unsecured.
Well, I went down to my credit loan officer down there at the bank, not the bank, but credit union.
Sure.
And
sure.
He said, well, just give me, have you got the building paid for? I says, yeah, I got the title. I got the release. Well, just give me the building, and I'll loan it to you for 6%. I says, go to hell.
Oh, man, yeah, you're going to...
give you a building worth $1.25 million?
Yeah,
he said,
no.
Well, we'd have to have it appraised. He went through, you could tell he was green at it. He didn't know what he was doing.
Sure. Yeah. We're not going to put a lien or anything on anything, try to, you know, take a hold of any assets, anything like that. But we're able to get you the cash. It might be, you know, slightly higher than what you're looking at for the equipment, but as far as the unsecured cash goes, we beat all of our competitors out the water. Now, for a specific rate, I'd have to take a look at a couple things. I can keep it very easy, and it usually takes about a day. But, you know, I would just need you to fill out an application and send me a couple bank statements. And with that, I can give you some hard numbers and we can go over some options for you.
Well, I don't expect... I just bought a new car for my wife yesterday, day before yesterday. And 2.99%.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
And I just financed... I just bought a home. I sold my other home, been in it 33 years. And I bought a home at 2.78%. Fixed for 15 years.
Yeah, yeah.
I think I could almost have enough to pay it off because from my other home, but I don't want to use all my cash.
Uh-huh, absolutely.
With interest as low as it is,
it doesn't make sense to lose the cash, yeah.
No. So even if you're 6, 7%, that's not so bad, but I was hoping I could get it around 5, but...
Yeah, and, you know, to be open with you, I mean, that's where we start. But, you know, it most likely will be up a little higher than that.
Yeah,
but, again, I can't tell you exact without taking a look at, you know, some specifics. But
sure.
I can do it very easily.
I'm going to take my secretary, go over. We're redoing the whole offices. I put in $60,000 in this building just 2 months ago. I put a 2 million candle power furnace up on the roof. Then I flush all the air out of this building every 15 minutes. all the volume of air. You can be painting in the back or welding in the back and never smell it.
Oh.
And you come in, it doesn't smell like a machine shop. And it's clean. Clean air. And I believe in giving my employees the longest life they can without breathing the crap in.
There you go. We've learned something from our past then, I see.
Yes, because holy cow, you only got one body. Take care of it.
Yeah. Can't argue with that.
Okay, well, send me something, and when I get back, it's 11:30 here. I'm going to go over and look at what some furniture we're redoing in our office, putting tile down, repainting and everything, moving her in a new office, and we're doing the whole front end.
Oh, okay. You got some work.
Oh, yeah. We went down and bought tile. $345 a square foot. We got it for $1.78.
Man, you're doing it right.
We got a big run that they had extra on, and we took most of it.
Okay. Yep. Hey, if the price is there and you can use it, go for it.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
That's right. My dad didn't raise no dummy.
Nah, not at all. I see it. All right, Lewis, I will go ahead. I'll shoot it over to you right now. Take a look at it. I just need you to fill out the application and send the bank statements, and I'll come back with, some hard numbers, and we'll get something in place for you.
All right. Thank you, sir.
All right. Thanks a lot. Hey, nice meeting you, Lewis.